With Mike Hanna Sr.'s retirement, voters in the 76th State House District are about to choose a new representative for the first time since 1990. WPSU intern Tyler Olson reports two very different candidates are vying for his seat.
Hanna's son, Mike Hanna Jr., ran unopposed in the 76th District's Democratic primary. Stephanie Borowitz, a former teacher who lives in McElhattan and ran unsuccessfully against Hanna Sr. in 2016, passed through the Republican primary without a challenger. The 76th District, which covers all of Clinton County and rural parts in the north and east of Center County, has changed a lot since Hanna Sr. was first elected. Like many parts of rural America, it's become very red over the last 30 years, says Chris Ellis, a political science professor at Bucknell University.
Clinton County was 2-1 Trump or something like that, and the part of Center County is certainly more conservative than the rest of Center County sort of at large. So it's kind of the rural district, the kind of district that's been sort of trending Republican for quite some time.
The numbers back up what Ellis says. When Hanna Sr. was first elected, the 76th was a political battleground. Republican Senator Arlen Specter lost the district to Democrat Lynn Yackel by just under 200 votes in 1992. But in 2016, Republican Senator Pat Toomey won the district by more than 6,000 votes. And the 76th delivered nearly 2.5 times as many votes to Donald Trump as to Hillary Clinton. Ellis sees a clear trend.
At some point, this seat is going to turn Republican. I just don't know if it's in 2018 or not.
But despite the district landslide for Trump in 2016, Hanna Sr. was able to fend off Borowitz, who lost by about 1,000 votes in her first ever run for office. Hanna Jr., like his father, frames himself as a centrist Democrat, talking about gun rights and working across party lines.
You have to be able to find those moments where it makes sense to compromise and move the ball forward, but also there's times where things just don't make sense and you got to make sure to be independent and show that.
Mike Hanna Jr. has lived in Clinton County his whole life. He graduated from Central Mountain High School in 2001 and earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Lock Haven University, where he's now a trustee. Hanna spent his entire career working in Clinton County and state government, including his most recent job as the Deputy Secretary of Legislative Affairs for Governor Tom Wolf's administration. Politically, Hanna's platform is focused on jobs and education, calling for increased funding in both areas. Hanna also says he wants to implement changes on the way Harrisburg works.
One, a lobbyist gift ban. Lobbyists shouldn't be giving gifts to legislators. We've had some late budgets. I don't think legislators should get paid if they can't pass a budget on time.
Hanna also says he wants an independent commission to draw the lines for Pennsylvania's congressional districts. He says the fact he's a local makes him the best option to represent the 76th.
Because I'm a lifelong resident, I think that that's important. I think you need to know the district that you're representing. I think you need to know not only the areas, but the problems that they're having.
The Republican nominee, Stephanie Borowitz, was born and raised in Orlando, Florida, before attending Vanguard University, a Christian school in Orange County, California. She's a former fourth grade teacher and moved to Clinton County in 2009. She and her husband, who's an associate pastor, have three sons. Borowitz is running as a Christian conservative and references the Bible often in her campaign. She says that message makes her the best to represent the 76th district.
It's overwhelming how many people in this district, that their values, their morals are exactly where I stand. And I think that's where I can connect with the people in this district and why I choose to run.
Borowitz says she spends 6 days per week knocking on doors in the 76th, meeting constituents and listening to their concerns. On the issues, Borowitz says she's a down-the-line conservative.
I kind of go by three things that I say at most doors: less taxes, less government regulations, and less government spending.
She's pro-Second Amendment and ardently pro-life, calling for legislation to restrict abortions in Pennsylvania. Borowitz has never held a job in government, but she wears that as a badge of honor, comparing herself to President Donald Trump without naming him.
I think my lack of experience in the political quote-unquote world is an excellent thing. I think we see that at the top down right now, that people are resonating with a man that's never been in a political experience before and is choosing to do the right thing.
The area has seen several sons with the same name take over their father's seats, including State Senator Jake Corman and U.S. Senator Bob Casey. And political scientist Ellis says Hanna Jr.'s name may help him, too.
Now, obviously, the wrinkle here is that the guy's son is running. And that makes a pretty significant difference, both from name recognition perspective and also the fact that some people might just show up and not even realize that it's a different Wicana this time.
Borowitz says these political legacies should be avoided.
When you say political legacies, I mean, that makes me want to kind of vomit myself, because I don't think that we have, like, political legacies in America.
On Election Day, voters will choose between the new guy with the old name and the political newcomer in the now much more popular Republican Party. I'm WPSU intern Tyler Olson.